So finally, we come to Philadelphia. We're longing for, for Philadelphia. Amen.
Amen.
Right, we have heard now from Ephesus how they left the first love, and from there, step by step, it went downwards. It is sad, right, to see all in these epistles here, yeah, that there was always something God was not satisfied with. And now we come to Philadelphia, finally, I say, because this is the church, this is the golden lampstand, that kind of a lampstand that God desires.
Sorry, yeah, okay, now it's better. Right, and so Philadelphia is going upwards. Praise the Lord. So let us read those verses in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, to the church in Philadelphia. Maybe we can do brothers, sisters, alternating. Yeah. Yeah. And to the messengers. So the brothers starting verse 7.
Amen.
To the messenger of the church
in Philadelphia, write.
These things
says he who is holy.
Amen. He who is true. He who has the key of David. He who opens and no one shuts. And shuts and no one opens.
I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength,
Amen.
Have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
Amen. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world.
Amen.
To test those who dwell on the earth.
Behold,
I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. My new name. All together. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. Right, I'm sure, yeah, we all have read those verses and has heard many things, right, in regards to his epistles and also to the church in Philadelphia. And it's good to read it again, to hear it, and also to keep these words. To Philadelphia was given an open door, right? The one who has the key of David has opened the door for Philadelphia. Christ has given the church all of his riches. Right. You remember, we may go quickly to Isaiah chapter 22. There were two stewards. One was called Shebna and the other Eliakim. Yeah, maybe we can go there quickly. Isaiah chapter 22. Verse 15. Starting in verse 15, thus says the Lord God of hosts, go proceed to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the house, and say, what have you here, and whom have you here, that you have hewn a sepulcher here, as he who hews himself a sepulcher on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock? Indeed, the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you shall die, and there your glorious chariots shall be the shame of your master's house. So I will drive you out of your office, and from your position he will pull you down. Then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe, and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. Okay, that's it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Two stewards. One who did not do a good job at all, right? Who even made his own tomb. Right, Shebna. And the other, Eliakim, who was faithful, right? And therefore was given the key, to have it, the key, right, on his shoulder, and to be responsible for all the house and treasures given to him, right? Which is a type of Christ. Christ has the key of David, the key to all the treasures, right, of the household. And he has the authority, if you have the key, to shut or to open that door. Right. Now to Philadelphia was given what? An open door. Amen. Praise the Lord. You only give somebody or to something an open door if you know the one you're letting you in is not going to mess your house up. Right? Okay, let's make an example. Right? I do have some riches. Credit card here. Right? So let me give an open door to this credit card, to Tim. Okay? You, please take care of all the riches. I give you an open door. Right? So to speak, right? To all what is in this account. Where is Emmanuel? Is he here? You're happy with that? Do you think Tim will be responsible, take care of what was given now to him? Oh yeah? Okay. Emmanuel trusts Tim that he will cooperate with me, right? You have to cooperate with me. It's not a small matter, right? I have a family. I have children. I have a house. I have something to take care of, right? I entrust it to you, right? If he doesn't cooperate or is faithful and wastes all these treasures that I'm just given to him, what do you think a master might do, right? So I'm going to take it away. And where is my dear wife? There. I think that's a better choice, right? Give it to the one who knows me, right? Give it to the one who will ask me before she spends a lot of or makes a large purchase, right? Right, I would definitely trust her more than Tim. Sorry about that, but I think it's a simple example, right? We all can understand that we give the treasure that we have to someone that we trust, that we know of. They will spend it wisely, faithfully. And so the Lord, who has the key of David to all the treasures of the kingdom, he, right, has given Philadelphia an open door. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? And he will shut the door for anything that wants to come in to, you know, misuse it. That's why Shebna was dealt with severely, right? Kicked out. Not faithful. Right? So Christ definitely will open the door to those who are faithful.
Amen.
Right? Faithful to take care of the treasures given to them. Praise the Lord. And so, going back to Revelation chapter 3. It says, was given an open door. And it says, you have, because you have, let me find the verse. Verse 8. You have a little strength. Right. For Naomi, it's not a
deutsche Übersetzung ist auf dem englischen Kanal.
To be wise, to discern what is according to my will. How should the money be spent, right? The Lord has given us so much, right? All the
man kann euch super hören.
Food in the house, right?
Ja, jetzt können wir hören. Super, danke.
For you have a little strength. All the treasures given to us in Christ Jesus, how much strength do you need to really be wise and make use of it and to receive it? Right? He's the bread of life, for example. How much strength and mega power do you need to eat him? How much strength did we use this morning to eat breakfast? Right? Not much, but cooperation is needed. Cooperation with what we were entrusted with, right? Christ has given us so much. How we deal with it, how we deal with him, how we have him, right, really grow in us, it's up to to our heart, in our decision to behold him. How much strength is needed to behold him? Mega power. Right? You can see me, I can see you. Not much power needed. We have enough to make progress. We have enough for the Lord to make change in us. Praise the Lord. For you have a little strength. You have kept my word. Kept my word. The Lord has given us a vision. The Lord has given us a pattern. The Lord has given open eyes to see. And we should now take care of it faithfully and follow his ways. Amen. Follow him and follow wherever he goes. And be faithful to his word. Noah built the ark just as he wanted? No, exactly according what he was told to. Moses, same way. He did exactly according what the Lord commanded him to do, not differently. He didn't remove anything. He didn't add anything. He just kept the Lord's word, God's commandment. Right. Exactly according to what's shown to Moses. Christ was very faithful to his Father. Did exactly what the Father wanted. Right? Not more, not less. Now we have here Apostle John writing to us the book of Revelation. He also, as we already saw in chapter 1, he was writing exactly what he saw. We should not add, we should not remove. We should not twist God's word. We should be faithful and keep it as it is written. Amen. And to keep it, meaning we have a desire and we have the strength to also do it. Amen. Kept my word and have not denied my name. The Lord has many names, many wonderful names. As we have seen already in chapter 1, he is the triune God, right? The one who comes, the one who is, the one who was. He's the one I am. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega. Right? We should not deny his name, meaning reject it, right? But apply it, treasure it. Because once you have a name, you have the person. You have the reality.
Amen.
You have all what he is. Right? And if we are faithful to go with him and walk with him, he will reveal to us more and more and even more names, right? And bring us into the reality of it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He has a wonderful name. In Isaiah, we see his name is wonderful.
Amen.
His name is wonderful. His name is a counselor. Let us not. I'm learning not to deny his counseling. Not to reject when he counsels.
Amen.
But say amen. Yes, Lord, I repent. I want to turn back to you.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Lord, for showing me the true condition. But I want to now go and, yes, repent and turn Instead of going downwards, turn to go upwards.
Amen. Right.
His name is so precious, so wonderful, a counselor, a mighty God, a Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, etc. So many names that we should not reject, deny, but grasp and gain more and more. Amen. So that as a reward, actually, he will write a new name on all of us because he is ever new.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Not deny my name. And then we can jump to verse 10. Because you have kept my commands to persevere. Well, many of us have been many years in this race, right? And the Lord called you and me to go and be faithful to follow him. Is it always and was it always easy? Easy peasy? Smooth sailing? No. Right, you need patience. Step by step. The importance is that we go upwards. That the direction we are going is his direction. That we are going the way he is leading us step by step. Amen. I will also keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Verse 11, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Hold fast.
Amen.
The church in Philadelphia, they had an open door. And they went, go upwards, right? Following the Lord, being faithful. Now, when you go the right path, there's still a danger that you might change your mind. And you may not hold fast to what you have shown. Maybe we are and were faithful a week ago. But what about now? What about a month from now? Right. So every day is so precious to make a decision and to cooperate for the Lord. Hold fast. We cannot say, Philadelphia cannot say, we reached a good condition. It's good, right? Let's hold fast. Let's hold on to it. Is this holding on? We are not holding on an item. We are not holding on a certain status quo, right? We are holding on to what God has shown us and will show us more. It's a matter of life. You may be healthy today and you're breathing in good air, fresh air. How do you keep alive? How do you stay alive? How do you hold fast life? Hold on your breath? No, that's not how it works. Right? That wouldn't work. How long can you hold on your breath? A few minutes. Right? And then others will quickly help you, right? No, we don't hold on life by holding just on what we have and that's it. Right? The crown here was not given once for all, once for life. I mean,
Once you have it, and you have it ever. Right. No. Right. That's why it's mentioned here, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Praise the Lord. May we all go on and be faithful to hold fast. To new things he will show us, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. Still overcoming needed. Hallelujah. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar. You get more firm and firm day by day as we walk with him. Right. Maybe somebody who was saved an hour ago. Well, still burning, right? Of course. we'll go on, right? But, you know, maybe a wind is coming or an earthquake is going to shake the situation. Maybe the roots are not so deep, right? Easy to be distracted. But the longer we walk with the Lord and are in his house, the more rooted and grounded will we become, right? The matter of truth. He who is speaking here to the Philadelphia is the one who speaks the truth. Right. He who speaks the word of truth. Right. He who overcomes, meaning who holds fast and goes on and is faithful, step by step, the Lord will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem. It's very good not to remain and to have our old name, but to be transformed and be given a different name, yeah. Right? A new name and the name even of our God. Praise the Lord. And the name of the city of our God, the new Jerusalem. Amen. Not good to give yourself an own name, right? But to be transformed and be given his name and the name of the city. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Yeah, may the Lord be faithful to all of us and be faithful to him. Amen. In all what he has to show us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen.